This is Ted Kennedy. I've nominated the World Health Organization for the Nobel Peace Prize. Does Bob Dole agree? In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, the Nobel Committee in Norway is receiving recommendations for the 1987 Nobel Peace Prize to be awarded later this year. I'm nominating the World Health Organization because of its brilliant success in encouraging nations to work together to improve the lives of the most impoverished peoples in the world. WHO is an agency of the United Nations. Its charter states that health is a key aspect of international peace and security, and WHO has worked wonders in promoting peaceful cooperation among nations. In El Salvador, the fighting stops for 3 days each year, while the WHO childhood vaccination programs are carried out. And its greatest success of all has become a landmark of international cooperation, the eradication of smallpox from the face of the earth. What about it, Bob? Will you join me in endorsing the World Health Organization for the Nobel Peace Prize?
Ted, let me first award you the Booby Prize for your 1985 nomination. You liberals backed the International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War. The group includes Soviet and American doctors. It all sounds nice, but it's a group the Soviets have played like a banjo. And if you don't believe me, ask two Soviet Jews who recently escaped the clutches of the Kremlin. They're Anatoly Sharansky and Yuri Orlov, two freedom fighters who spent years in Soviet prison camps. Sharansky says the real peace activists were rotting in prison while the Soviet doctors carted home their propaganda bonanza, the Nobel Peace Prize. And Yuri Orlov tells us that many of those Soviet doctors actively support and implement the Kremlin's human rights repression. Ted, that doesn't sound like peace to me. This is Senator Bob Dole. It's time to close down our embassy in terrorist-controlled Lebanon. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.